Hello and welcome to Night Tales. As you may or may not know, Night Tales is evolving. While I enjoyed creating the creepypasta stories, my passion for storytelling goes far beyond just one genre. That's why I decided to expand this podcast into something more, a place where stories of all kinds can come to life. So, in today's story, we reach into the realm of the ancient elven races, the timeless, mysterious beings of ancient lore, watchers of forgotten paths, and keepers of stories older than memory itself. I hope you enjoy. I have walked many roads and crossed countless lands, following whispers of forgotten stories and half-remembered songs. Some say the past is gone, but I've learned that the past lingers, hidden in the ruins of old keeps, in the murmurs of ancient forests, and in the dreams of those who still remember. I am a wanderer, a keeper of tales, driven by a calling older than I can explain. It was this calling that led me deep into the wild, chasing the faint echoes of a legend long dismissed as a fireside fancy, the story of a sanctuary where time flows like a quiet stream, and the first songs of the world still linger. Though I thought I was wandering of my own accord, I wonder now if the stories themselves had been guiding my steps all along. Most would call it a myth, a fairy tale meant to charm restless hearts. But I've lived long enough to know that stories, true stories, never fade entirely. They wait, and sometimes they call you back. I had been following such a call for many weeks through tangled woods, where the trees loomed like ancient guardians. The air was thick with the scent of moss and damp earth, the forest floor soft beneath my boots. Days passed like drifting leaves, marked only by the shifting hues of the canopy above. Though my journey should have worn me down, I felt neither weary nor lost, only drawn forward by something distant, something I could almost hear, a song just out of reach. It felt less like I was searching for something, and more like something was searching for me. It was near twilight when I first saw it, a soft golden light spilling through the trees ahead, flickering like firelight, but steady as the stars. Drawn by curiosity, or perhaps something deeper, I pressed on, branches parting before me, as though the forest itself willed me forward. The air grew warmer, the earthy scent mingling with something floral and sweet, like blossoms in eternal bloom. I emerged into a valley unlike any I had ever seen. Silver streams wove through emerald meadows dotted with flowers that shimmered faintly in the fading light. Elegant spires rose in the distance, towers carved from living stone, entwined with ivy and glowing faintly as though holding the memory of the sun. A gentle breeze stirred the leaves, carrying with it a soft melody, faint but unmistakably a song. Before I could fully take in the sight, a figure emerged from the shadows beneath a towering willow. They moved with an otherworldly grace, their steps silent upon the grass. cloaked in deep green and adorned with subtle silver patterns. They looked as though they belonged more to the forest than to any mortal world. Their eyes, luminous and ancient, regarded me with quiet curiosity, not with suspicion, but with the warm recognition one might offer a familiar face from an old, cherished dream. "Welcome, traveler," they said, their voice like the rustling of leaves in a summer breeze. "You have come far, and at the appointed time." I could not find words, only nodding slowly. Before I could even wonder how they knew me, or why their gaze seemed to hold both kindness and expectation, they extended a slender hand, beckoning me forward. As we walked deeper into the valley, others emerged from the twilight. Tall, elegant figures, whose features shimmered faintly beneath the soft glow of lanterns strung from enchanted boughs. They regarded me with gentle smiles, their eyes sparkling with curiosity, and something warmer still, fondness. It was only then that I realized the nature of their expressions. They did not see me as an outsider or intruder, but as something familiar, something precious. I felt as though I had stumbled into the memories of a world long forgotten, yet somehow still connected to my own. We came to a great stone pavilion by the banks of a clear, winding stream. Its pillars were wrapped with flowering vines that glowed faintly in the moonlight. At its heart burned a gentle flame in a shallow, carved basin, more a symbol of warmth than of fire. "You must have many questions," my guide said, gesturing for me to sit upon a curved wooden bench shaped like the outstretched limb of an ancient tree. "But first, we will speak as friends." They spoke of long ages past, of a time when elves and humankind walked the same lands beneath the same sky. Once, they said, their people lived freely among mortals, sharing wisdom and wonder. But humanity's world was ever-changing, marked by ambition and fleeting lives, while the elves yearned for stillness, a place untouched by the rushing tide of time. So, with hearts both sorrowful and resolute, they had parted ways. Through great acts of will and magic, they shaped this sanctuary, a realm of thought and memory hidden from mortal sight, but forever tied to the world they had left behind. "We did not leave out of spite," my guide said softly, their gaze distant, as though seeing something far away. "We loved humanity too much to watch you fade, too much to let ourselves be consumed by your world's endless march toward change." There was no bitterness in their voice, only deep, enduring affection, tinged with a melancholy that seemed older than the stars. "You still remember us?" I asked, my voice hushed. "We never forgot," another elf answered gently, stepping forward with a smile. we still wonder how our mortal friends fare. News from your world is scarce, but precious beyond words. We cannot cross the boundary we created long ago, my guide said, a wistful note in their voice. It is only through memory that we may be found, and only through stories that we may endure. They listened with rapt attention as I spoke of cities rising and falling, of kingdoms won and lost, of mortal struggles and fleeting triumphs. They marveled at humanity's resilience, its unyielding drive to create, destroy, and rebuild, always reaching, always striving. In return, they told stories of the ancient days when mortals and elves shared the same hearths, wove the same songs, and built legends together. Their words wove vivid images of long-forgotten gatherings under starlit skies, of shared laughter, of friendships that time could never truly erase. It was then that I realized why I had been guided here. Not by chance, but by purpose. They were not merely reminiscing, they were remembering. In my stories, in my presence, the ancient bond between our people stirred once more, a thread of connection long frayed but never truly broken. And though the stars glittered cold and distant above, I felt for the first time in many seasons truly home. The hours stretched softly into the night, marked only by the gentle murmur of the stream and the distant song of wind chimes swaying in unseen breezes. Though I should have felt weary from the endless miles behind me, the stillness of this place lifted all weariness from my bones, leaving only wonder. Time seemed to flow differently here, unhurried, like a river meandering through an endless summer. The elves continued to speak, not as lords bestowing wisdom, but as friends, sharing long, safeguarded memories. They spoke of creation shaped by will, of realms born not from earth or stone, but from thought, from longing. This place, they explained, was the realization of a shared dream, their sanctuary, woven from their heart's deepest desires when the world of men grew restless and wild. We thought ourselves wise when we parted ways, my guide mused, their gaze lingering on the silver-lit water. Yet even we could not sever every thread that bound us. Our stories are still shaped by yours, and perhaps always will be. As the words settled between us, a memory stirred in me. An old tale my grandmother once told, late by the hearth, her voice low with reverence. She spoke of a place beyond mortal sight, where the first songs of the world still echoed, a refuge for weary souls lost between what was and what might have been. I never thought such stories were anything more than myth, until now. One of the elves, cloaked in shimmering white, gently placed their hand upon a worn, leather-bound tome resting on the stone table. Its cover was inscribed with runes that seemed to shimmer faintly, like moonlight reflected on water. "There is something you must understand," they said softly. "You did not come here by chance." A breeze stirred the flowers around us, releasing a soft, sweet fragrance that lingered like an unspoken promise. The elven guide's eyes shone with quiet certainty. Long ago, when we still walked your world, we made a pact. Not with kings or rulers, but with the stories themselves. I must have looked bewildered, for they smiled gently and continued. We knew the day would come when even we would fade from mortal memory, but stories endure. They outlive stone and empire. They outlive us all. So we made a vow that as long as one mortal still remembered us, still whispered our tales by firelight, the bond between our worlds would remain. The truth settled over me like the dawn breaking over distant hills. I had come to this place not by accident, but by destiny. Drawn by forgotten songs, half-remembered tales, and the lingering threads of ancient stories kept alive by mortal hearts. The Wanderer, I realized with a sudden clarity, was not merely who I was, but what I had always been, a keeper of stories, a bearer of forgotten truths, the one chosen not by fate, but by the quiet persistence of memory itself. Our worlds have drifted far apart, my guide whispered, their voice tinged with both sorrow and hope. But you are the bridge, proof that we are not yet forgotten. The ancient flame in the stone basin flickered brighter, casting long shadows that seemed to stretch into eternity. The wind carried a new melody, soft and haunting, filled with longing, but also renewal. I understood then what the pact truly meant. It was not about magic or ritual. It was about remembrance. As long as mortals still spoke of them, still dreamed of enchanted realms and starlit gatherings, the elves' sanctuary would endure. And in return, those who wandered too far, guided by stories half forgotten, might still find their way here, as I had. Rising from the carved wooden bench, I felt a strange peace settle over me. I did not belong here, not truly, but I had been allowed to glimpse a world shaped by memory, sustained by stories, and preserved through quiet, unwavering hope. As I turned to leave, the elves bowed their heads, not as rulers or immortals, but as friends, seeing off a fellow traveler. My guide placed a slender hand over their heart in a gesture of ancient farewell. Wherever you go, carry our memory, they said softly. Tell our stories, and we will never be far. I stepped back into the world of men as dawn painted the horizon in hues of gold and rose. The forest behind me shimmered faintly before fading into the morning mist, leaving only the scent of flowers and the echo of a distant, lingering song. I walked on, my heart both heavier and lighter than before, knowing that I had been part of something timeless. And though the world ahead was vast and uncertain, I would carry their memory, woven into every tale I told, until the day another wanderer, guided by stories whispered long ago, might find their way back. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the story, please consider subscribing to the podcast, leaving a review, and sharing it with someone who loves a good story. It truly helps keep these tales alive. And if you'd like to experience more stories brought to life with immersive visuals, head over to the Night Tales YouTube channel and subscribe. There's a link in the show notes. Your support means the world. I'll be releasing new stories regularly, so stay tuned. See you next time.